Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, guys? What's up? It's your man, I Do a Barber, back with another Beyond the Chair podcast. It's Wednesday. It's in the evening, and it's still light outside. And we're going to discuss anything and everything, Barber. I'm pretty sure this is going to go dark in here before this podcast ends. I'm not going to actually try and make this one a long one tonight. I want to try and keep this one under an hour. But shout out to everyone that's out there, everyone that's watching, all the people that's listening, all the podcasting platforms. Shout out to you guys, especially if you don't get a chance to listen to the podcast on the YouTube channel. But as the title suggests, how do you get better at fading? How do you become a better barber? Now, this isn't specifically fading, okay? This encompasses everything barbering, like whether you want to be, you want to use scissors better, or you want to learn how to fade better. You want to learn how to do lineups better. These secret tips I'm going to give you will help you. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of backstory too. I'm going to give you guys some backstory, okay? Because there's some important stuff that you guys need to understand. Now, I know some of you might not get this, and I completely understand that. Julio Fontaine, what's up? J Beats and Waves, what's up? I would say hold your questions, Julio. Hold your questions. Just stick around for your questions. I'm going to do the questions once I get through some stuff. I'll let you guys ask some questions and stuff like that. So I know people will not agree with this. Some people won't understand it. But I'm telling you, if you do this, you will be better. Now, let's get into it. So visualization is one of the keys to getting better. And that's not just with barbering. This is anything in life. Use visualization. Use your mind. Like, what's up here? If you can see it up here, you can put it out into the world. It's that simple. I'm not sure if you guys were live when I was talking about how to become rich as a barber. This is a Patreon video, so if you guys want to go check out on the Patreon, talking about the psychology of just money and the way we think, and just trying to reprogram yourself. So like, that's what the Patreon is for. So if you guys are curious about the Patreon, go check it out. It's a link in the description below. But I was talking about how one of my clients, he's going to come into some money about around like $400,000 to $600,000. And I told him he's going to be rich. I was like, dude, you're going to be a multimillionaire one day. I was like, dude, I'm happy for you. And he told me, he's like, what are you talking about? Like, he was surprised. Like, he didn't believe what I was telling him. This is what I'm trying to tell you when it comes to fading. You have to get it up here. My client could not see the vision for himself, but I could. And I'm going to pose this question because I posed it in that video. If I were to give you $400,000 to $600,000, could you become a millionaire? A simple yes or no answer to that question. If I were to give you $400,000 to $600,000, could you become a millionaire? My client could not see the vision. He has a 40 to 60% head start to become a millionaire, and he can't see the vision. So when I talk about cutting hair, it's all up here first. If you can't see yourself as a good barber, you're not going to become a good barber. If you don't see yourself getting better or doing all of these nice fades you see on the internet, whatever, of course, you're not going to get better. You have a mental crutch and it's holding you back. Okay. You need to get past this and visualize. Now, what do I mean by visualize? Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, really the barber. Yeah, I'm telling you. I kid you not, he did not believe me. Now, I hope that the more he comes in, I'm going to keep pounding this into his brain. But let's get into more backstory of visualization, okay, when it comes to cutting hair. Recently, obviously, most of us barbers, I think there's some barbers that still are out, I think, certain countries, certain parts of the U.S., I think. Recently, I've come back to the barbershop the past couple weeks. I've been back, and I noticed something when I came back. The one thing I noticed was, wow, I got better. Now, you guys might be wondering, how the hell did you get better, but you didn't cut hair for 2 months? I only cut one hair, and that was my son's, and I did it a live stream on YouTube downstairs in my area where I got my barber chair and all that other stuff. Some of you guys may have saw it. But you might be wondering, how in the hell did you get better at cutting hair, but you were off for 2 months, and you didn't cut hair for 2 months? It's visualization. During the time I was off, I was thinking about cutting hair. Not all the time, God. Like, this is real. I wasn't thinking about it all the time, but there were times where I was thinking, like, okay, like, it's basically walking myself through a haircut. Now, I always tell beginners this. This is a classic key for a beginner to learn how to cut hair. And one of the keys to getting good at cutting hair, or really getting quicker at, it's a lot, right? Getting good, getting faster. Here's one little tip. I'll just throw this one in for you. You need to visualize the end first before you get started. You need to visualize the roadmap that you're going to take to get there first before you turn on those clippers and start cutting hair. That's a tip for you guys, okay? So you guys need to remember this. Visualization will help you. So when I was on quarantine, I'm just thinking about haircuts. I'm like, okay, like this. I'm like, okay. And then I was just better. Now, what also happened to me was I got a new pair of glasses. I got a new prescription. But I don't wear glasses, guys. I don't wear glasses. So you guys are probably like, what the hell are you? I'm about to get the hell up out of here. Listen to what I'm telling you. I got a new prescription, but I don't wear glasses. It's like I'm seeing things differently now than before. So I look at work now, like, and it's weird because I'm looking at other barbers' work now, and I'm like, I'm not impressed. My lens is a lot different. The focus is different. It's like, you know, you gotta, if you guys ever use a DSLR or something and you put the lens on manual focus and you sit it in a tripod, you get it, and then you focus on an image, let's say 10, 20 feet away, one slight turn of the lens is gonna throw everything out of focus. And I kid you not, my eye right now is in real focus because I'm looking at a lot of stuff now. I'm seeing a lot of haircuts now, and I'm really not impressed. Not to say that they're bad, but I'm just saying, like, wow, I've just gotten better just from doing nothing. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Visualize, take a step back, and then you can come back with a different approach. Another thing. So I came back, I was cutting hair, and I was cutting this guy's hair, and I was giving him a taper. And I know a lot of you guys are going to co-sign or can agree with this. And do this if you're feeling it, guys. Like, do this if you're feeling it. So I'm cutting his hair, I'm doing the taper, and I noticed, you know, I'm on the side of the taper, and I'm just like, kind of like taking longer than I expected to. So then I go on the other side and do his taper, and I finish that side of the taper in like 3 minutes. Then I go back to the other side, and then I easily cleaned it up. Why was that? Because my lens was dirty. I was out of focus. I was focused, so I was zeroed in on one side of the taper too long that I could not see the problem. It's like, how many times you always see this happen where someone from on the outside can see all the problems versus the person that's on the inside? It happens all the time because you're so close to it. You can't take a step back. You're too focused in the moment. But if you just take your eyes off of it, and this is what I always recommend. If you like on a fade, or if you have like one little, let's say you put the fade in, right? You went through your system. You put the fade in. Now it's time for you to start doing detail work. If you're trying to detail one area and it's just not kind of going the way you want, go to another area, then come back. You'll have a totally new perspective on that area or whatever, and you can detail properly. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. If you can relate to that, raise your hand. Trust me, this guy right here, yeah, this happened to me today. I use this stuff all the time. This is one of those things, like when you're in the moment, be careful. Be careful when you're in the moment to not be too in the moment, because you're going to drown yourself if you're too in the moment. Let's say you're out in the pool, you're having fun. You're in the little 3 feet shallow section, but there's like a 20-foot section right about 20 feet down. But you guys are just having so much fun. You guys are with your friends. You're in the pool, and then suddenly you wind up in the 20-foot area, and you can't swim. That's what's going to happen when you're just too into it. Like, you're too focused into it sometimes, especially if you're struggling. If you're struggling, okay, like, this is for you. Take a step back. Get out of the pool. Step out of the pool. Then you can save everyone else. You can't save everyone else when you're inside the pool and you can't swim. Step out, take a clear look at it. Then you can see what's really going on. So with that taper, again, like I said, I went to the other side, did that side of the taper in 3 minutes. I kid you not. It was boom, like just like that. Came back to the other side, finished it. And then I was just kind of upset with myself because I was like, man. But the thing was, I had the wherewithal to know that I need to go do the other side and stop playing on this side. I'm slowing myself down by continuing to beat this hammer or beat this nail into the ground. It's already in the ground. Like, chill the hell out, okay? Visualization. Guys, when you think about haircutting, think about the guidelines you put in. Think about how you put your guidelines in. Do you put them in hard, right? Like, when you put your guidelines in, are you, like, digging in while you put the guidelines in? Or are you feathering off at the top of your guideline? Something to think about, right? Because once you come back with that zero guard to take out that line you created with the open lever, it's a whole different story if you feathered off versus digging in, putting the guideline in. Life's a whole lot different. Things to think about. These are things you want to think about once you go into a haircut, visualizing the haircuts. Guys, think about this. Visualizing every single step, every single move that you make. If you know the phase system that you have already, this is the perfect time for visualization. You put the guideline in with the open lever. Whether you come back with the lever closed and start from the bottom up, or if you close the lever halfway and go from the bottom down, whatever you want to do, visualize these methods, how you're going to do them on different hair types, different textures. This is what you do to make this become normal. If you've already programmed this in your mind already, once it's time to do it, you're on autopilot. How many of you guys are veterans out there? How many of you guys have been cutting hair for a while and you're like, man, like, when I cut hair now, I don't have to think. There's nothing to think about. I'm just cutting hair. You know, it's just like an ordinary everyday occurrence to me. I've been doing this so long, I don't even really think about it. How many of you guys are there at this moment in time? Let me know. I'm curious, because you need to get to that point. Visualization will help you get there faster. That's how I got good at cutting hair fast. When did I get my license? I've had my license, what, less than 3 years. The first year of me having my license, I wasn't cutting hair in a barbershop. I did cut hair, but I tell you what, guys, check this out. The first 2 years of me having my license, I didn't cut a lot of hair. When I was in barber college, I didn't cut a lot of hair, but I did a lot of visualization. Okay, I thought about hair cutting a lot. I thought about me making the same mistakes twice and not doing the same mistakes twice. I was like, I can't do that. Another good thing, little tip, I'm going to just throw a little extra in there for you guys. So I recommend that you guys record yourselves cutting hair, record your haircuts. Look back at just like an athlete, just like a professional athlete would. They would study game time film. They would study their opponent. You're studying yourself. You're your opponent. Your mind is an opponent. Your mind can defeat you before you actually defeat yourself. How many times you see people psych themselves out? Like, man, I can't do this. Oh, man, I've never done this before. Oh, I can't do it. Of course you can't do it, because you told yourself you can't do it. Do you see what I'm saying? Just like my client who's about to get $400,000 to $600,000, and I'm telling him, dude, you're about to become a multimillionaire. And he doesn't believe me. Of course he doesn't think he's going to become a millionaire, because he's telling himself that. Do you see what I'm saying? You guys have to get it into your mind first. Start visualizing the stuff. It won't become unfamiliar to you once you get in the scenario, and life will become better, okay? Here's the thing. I took cutting hair serious. Although I didn't cut a lot of hair up until this point, I did a lot of visualizing. I had a YouTube channel. I would record my videos. I would upload. Every haircut that I recorded for YouTube, I've uploaded. There's only one haircut that I recorded that I never uploaded. And that one was because I didn't like the footage and the angles. It was a good haircut. It was actually, you know what's funny? I'm going to tell you guys something. It's kind of funny. So, I don't know if you guys remember, I was doing the haircut tutorial parody videos. So, like, I did a parody to Run Barber, Mr. Eddie Barber, Ant the Barber. Did I do anyone else? I don't know. But I shot the Get Beamed haircut parody, and I never uploaded it. That's the one I never uploaded because just the angles, it was just like a mess. But I recorded every other haircut tutorial, whether it was like good, bad, or indifferent, whatever. Not only was it for everyone else to get some knowledge from or whatever, but it was also for me. This was also for me to study my haircuts. I'm constantly looking at this stuff all the time. I'm studying game time footage, guys, so please. Hey, look, you don't have to create a YouTube channel. You don't have to put these videos on Instagram, whatever. Do it for yourself. Think about that. Do it for yourself. Can you not help yourself? Can you not do this for yourself? Are you not worth it? Like, ask yourself this. Are you not worth it? Especially if this is your job, this is your profession, your career, and you really honor and respect what you do. You know, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this for yourself. You don't want to do this for the betterment of your career, your pockets, all that. Just think about that, man. Shout out to everyone that's watching right now. But these are real things. Visualization. Now, let me add a little backstory to this. And I'm going to get into some questions for you guys. Okay. I see Gustavo. Gustavo, if you're still listening, I talked about you last week on last week's podcast. I'm not sure if you were a or no. Was it last week's podcast? But I think I talked about you. Yeah, I talked about you last week's podcast. I'm not sure if you listened to it yet. So let me give you guys a little backstory, okay, on how important visualization is and how important taking a break is, okay? Now, before I say the story, taking a break, right? Taking a break is very important. How many times you see people, oh, I'm going to take a 2-week vacation. Oh, I'm going to take a week off. Oh, I'm going to take a month off. How many of you can do that, right? Can you do that? Now, this is going to be the real hard part because visualization, although you guys might find that difficult, take 2 weeks to a month off. Can you do that? Can you? Now, this is important. Just taking a break, not thinking about anything. This is the moment where you separate the men from the boys. Can you put down the clippers for 2 weeks and not think about cutting hair? Can you? Can you just step away and not do a damn thing? Can you do this? This is an honest question you have to ask yourself. Can you just step away? This is also important to getting better. How many times you step away and you come back and you just feel refreshed, man, you just feel better. Like you just lighter on your feet. You're like, you're so energized. This little euphoric feeling of just like wanting to get back in there. And you just like, man, you're so eager to work. You're so eager to please people. This will help you get better because you're enthusiastic about what you're about to do. Confidence. You're like, God, you don't realize how much confidence plays a part of cutting hair. Just think about back, you know, for those professionals that are out there that may be struggling, think about the times you were back in barber college and you weren't confident going into a haircut. How did you perform, right? You were shaky, you were nervous, probably took forever. You're probably like looking over your shoulder like, I hope nobody's looking at me. Or you're probably looking for the instructor, like trying to make eye contact to be like, oh, make sure you don't leave me. I need help, you know. How many of you were doing this? Do you remember this moment? Be confident going into a haircut. But like I said, you got to take time away. This was another thing that was a part of the quarantine that helped me. I just took time away. So like I said, I wasn't visualizing the entire time. Sometimes I didn't even think about haircutting. There were moments I just didn't even care about haircutting. This helps. Okay. This will help. Now, let me give you guys some of the backstory, okay? This is a story about 15 years ago. This is 2020. Yeah, so around the year 2004 to 2005, I was living in South Korea, okay? And in that time, I actually learned how to play poker, Texas Hold'em, No Limit. So the guys, like, we play in the break room. And we would play poker. Man, we play poker to like 2, 4, 5 in the morning. Just playing all night. And I learned how to play poker, got good at playing poker. Fun. I still love poker. I don't really play that much these days. But I remember just, you know, you would go on a bad run or things will happen in a game where you're just like, why the hell did this just happen? Like why did this just happen? Like, this doesn't normally happen. Now, here's one thing that happened to me. I came back to the U.S. for a month, and I came back to South Korea. I come back, and by the way, I didn't play any poker while I was in the States that month. I didn't think about poker, didn't play poker, nothing. Come back to South Korea after my month, and now, all of a sudden, I'm just better. Can't explain it. Don't know why. Wasn't like I was reading books. Wasn't like I was watching, like studying players, which that during that time when I was, you know, the time before I was doing all that. I was like studying players, studying hands, reading books, just playing a lot, getting a lot of experience. But at this time, I didn't do anything. But when I get back, I was better. I kid you not, I was making way better reads on people. I was able to tell when people were bluffing. I was like, just like everything that I was doing, not everything, of course, because, you know, you're not perfect. But the reads I was making was so much better. I was able to see through people's bullshit a lot better. The way I was playing the hands were a lot better. Do you see the difference? I came back with a different focus. I came back with a different lens because I just took a break. I stepped away from the game and I came back and I'm focused now. It's just like when you work out. How many of you guys work out, right? Type let's get it in the comments if you guys are into working out. Type it in the comments. Type in let's get it if you're into working out, okay? Because I like working out too, so I can relate. We can all relate, can't we? Can't we relate? I'm going to tell you how this relates, okay? So imagine you're working out, right? Let's say you're taking a break from working out, so you're like out of shape. Now, let's say you've been working out for 1 month. You've been going strong, right? You were so stupid that you did not take a day off. You worked out for 30 to 31 days straight without a day off. You worked hard. You worked through the pain, all the little the soreness, all the tightness, all the, you worked through it all like an idiot. Okay? But what happens if you just take a day or two off from working out? Do you think you're going to get weak during that time? No. No, you're not going to get weak. You're going to get stronger. Because what you're doing with working out, you're destroying your muscles. And when you take a rest, you're rebuilding muscles and your muscles are getting stronger. You cannot do a workout. Let's say you do chest. We'll just say chest, right? Common, right? The guys love to have big pecs on a beach and stuff like, ugh. But let's say you're doing chest. You went all out. Your chest is sore. Your shoulders are sore. Your tris are sore as a result of everything. Your lats are sore just from framing, and your core is sore from pushing. Everything is sore, right? But you take a couple of days off. You come back. You're like, whoa. Hey, man, I can put up more. But if you come back the day after, you won't be able to perform as good because you need a break. This has happened to me tons of times where I take a break from running. I may take like 4 days off from running, go back and I can run this. But let's be honest. This is why people take ice baths. This is why athletes get massages and things like that. So they can get have their body recover so they can go back and perform at the highest level. But this is why you take a break. You got to let your muscles recover. You got to let your muscles rebuild. Get some rest. These things are important. Okay. Dude, that's how it is. That's what it is. I was doing some workouts last night. I was working on my core, doing some abs, you know, and I was listening to stuff while doing it. I was tired. God, look, I was tired. I was tired before I came on here. But do I look tired? Right? It's in the mind. Okay. I figure, hey, if I'm going to come home from the barbershop today and be tired, I'm not going to be tired because I was at the barbershop cutting hair. I'm going to be tired because I did a damn workout. So, hey, I got a little workout in. So give me a good reason to be tired, not because I was at the barbershop, okay? It's in the mind, okay? So let's get into some questions. I want to talk to you guys real quick. So what type in some questions for those of you guys that had any questions earlier. Drop them in the comments, okay? But I kid you not, guys. Like, I kid you not. If you guys didn't listen to the one podcast where I was like, hey, are you in barbershop shape? Because I was working out in the quarantine. I was running, you know, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I took you guys in my Instagram stories. I took you guys on the 3-mile run I did. And I was, you know, just out running and having fun, but, you know, doing all the stuff. But, hey, when I came back to the barbershop that first week, really kind of the first 2 weeks, it took me about 2 weeks to recover to get back into barbershop shape because my legs were aching. I just wasn't in shape. Boy, oh, boy. I kid you not. Being in barbershop shape is a whole nother thing, okay? Don't worry, Abdullah. This one will be live. This isn't going to stay up. You know, I'm not going to get rid of this one. I try and tell you guys if I'm going to get rid of something. Like some Patreon, like if you guys don't know about the Patreon, let me. And by the way, this podcast has been sponsored by my Patreon page. Link is in the description below. This is where you can, you know, get some manhood training, get some personal development, financial stuff, things like that. Mentorship. If you want me to do a video request, do it on the Patreon. That's what the Patreon's for. If you guys are having trouble or whatever, do it on the Patreon. That's what that's for. Now, how are the masters so far? No battery issues. They're good. I'm going to be honest. I don't use them a ton anymore. But I take that back. I shouldn't say that. I still use them, but I don't use them as much these days. Now, why is that? I don't know. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know. I can't answer that question because I just kind of, you know, as a barber, you just want to, like, if you have something different there, you'll try and use it. So I've noticed, like, lately, I've been using my Slimline Pro Alize more. I went back to using my Envies more. I went back to using the detachables more. So that's really it. I'm just, you know, just playing around, tinkering with different fade techniques and ideas. I've been using the single magnetic guards a lot, which I mean might surprise some of you, right? Like, what the hell? You're using single magnetic guards? Like, I thought you loved double magnetic guards. This is true, but them single magnetic guards in certain scenarios, they're good. They're good. The single magnets, they're good in certain scenarios. So, I use them primarily with my detachables. I just put them on the detachables. So I was like, fade down with them, like let's say someone wants whatever, but let's say there's a 3 at the parietal ridge, I'll use the 3, then I'll use the 2, then I'll come underneath with the 1.5, and it just works perfectly. In some scenarios, I kind of like it better than using the detachable blades. That might sound weird, and I know how it does, but hey, that just is what it is. Who is that? Julio Fontaine? I don't know. I know he said he has questions, but I'm not sure if he even made it this far. But like I said, guys, if you guys have questions, drop them in the comments. Okay. Drop them in the comments. I'm trying to scroll through here. It doesn't look like anyone put any legitimate questions, but like I said, man, guys, you guys can't, when it comes to things that you want in life, you guys can't be shy. You got to go after it, guys. Like, I'm about to get a little preachy here, okay? Sorry. But you guys have to go after what you want, right? I'm here live. You know, you're listening to me. If you have questions, ask your questions. As they say, closed mouths don't get fed. So if you want something, you got to go after it. You got to really go after what you want, guys. Like, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you can have anything you want in this lifetime, especially if you're in America. If you're an American, or really, I wouldn't say if you're American, if you live in America, you can have any. This is the greatest country in the world for opportunity and things like that when it comes to money, way of life, things like that. Greatest country. He says how to get better at fading. Rewind and listen to the video. Also, I have some other videos with tips on how to get better at fading. That they're in a playlist. You'll have to find it in the playlist. But check those out. Like, some real helpful tips on how to get better at fading. But this one was really, the stuff that I was talking about today was really more of the psychological part of cutting hair, right? I'm just gonna do a little recap. Who was that? Arden it. before you rewind, have confidence going into your haircuts. Okay? Visualization before you go into your haircuts. What do I mean by that? I mean knowing the roadmap and the directions that you're going to take before you get in the car, you put the key in the igniter, turn the key, and you start driving down the road. Having a roadmap. This is very important, okay? This is very important, especially in the beginning. Or if you're doing a haircut that you've never done before. Raise your hand, right? How many of you have gone into a haircut that you've never done before? You didn't have a roadmap before you turned on those clippers and put the clippers on someone's head. And now you're just kind of like all over the place during the haircut. You're like, you're over here. You're doing this over here. There's no rhyme or reason to what you're doing. You look up like, damn, 40 minutes into this haircut. And I'm like not even halfway through. And you're just like playing around. It's because you did not have a roadmap. The city of Dallas. I live here, but I don't know my way around the city. If you dropped me off in the middle of the city and told me, find your way home, I wouldn't know where the hell to go. I kid you not, I wouldn't know where the hell to go. But hey, if I had Google Maps, it would get me there a whole lot quicker. It will tell me exactly where to go. It will give me pinpoint directions. It will tell me at 1 mile mark, make a left. Go down 2 miles, make a right. 500 feet, merge over here. It will tell me everything that I need to do. But if I just aimlessly walk trying to find my way home, hoping that telepathy will get me there, my intuition led me here, it was my destiny. Like, no, that's not going to happen. Have a plan before you go into the haircut. Okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Have a plan. Let's say you got, okay, another perfect example. Someone that has long hair, right? He might have a ponytail, right? He grew his hair off for 2 years, but now he's frustrated. He wants to chop all that damn hair off. He's like, man, I'm tired of this shit. It's summertime. It's hot. I want a new look. I'm trying to get some girls. I just graduated high school. I'm going to college. I want a new look. I want some confidence. Give it to me, please. So you're like, okay. And he's like, you could do whatever you want. I just want to cut all this off. And you're like, man, you're thinking to yourself like, man, I've always wanted to do a pompadour, man. Oh, I've always wanted to do comb overs. Like, man, but you want to do this, but you got all this hair to deal with. You don't know what to do. You're sitting here like, what's my first move? Like, here's the first move, sectioning the hair. That's the first move. Don't just start cutting, okay? Don't just start cutting. Section the hair off, okay? Break this thing down into little molecules. Section the hair off. What is sectioning the hair does? That breaks it into small little pieces where you can deal with one little small piece instead of having to deal with a whole big old pie where you're consumed. You got so much anxiety. You got so much stress. You section the hair off. Now you just broke it down into little sections. So you can look at this like, okay, this is this section. I know what I need to do with this section. Okay, this section. Okay, I need to remove bulk here. Blah, blah, blah. Now you can work more efficiently through the haircut. Okay, visualization, have a plan, go into haircuts with confidence. Remember this, guys, these things are very important. Okay, so question, same old situation, work full time and we'll be back in barber school part time Tuesday. Any extra advice? Listen to what I just said in this podcast. I mean, I hope you were listening. Really, the barber. He says, same old situation, work full time job, and we'll be back in barber school part time Tuesday. Any extra advice? Listen to this advice. Come back and be a better hair cutter. Okay. Do some visualization. Look at the techniques that you use. I'm not sure. Look, we all barbers, we all use different techniques. You know, you might come around and sample someone's technique just to see if you like it, or maybe you just want to incorporate something different in your game. Whatever, but visualize the techniques that you use. Visualize the way you cut the top of the hair, right? Get mechanical with this stuff and do this if you like it. Smash the like button if you're in the building and if you're feeling the content. And of course, if you want to be so nice, you can, you know, take it a step further and share it. But think about this. Think about you just sitting there, right? You sit in a chair. Like I'm sitting in a chair right now, right? So you're sitting in a chair, okay? And you're visualizing yourself palming the scissors. You got the, I'm closing my eyes. I'm trying to give you full effect, right? Okay, this is visualization right here. Especially if you struggle with scissor cutting, sectioning, blah, blah, blah. You got to visualize. I got my eyes closed. Like, listen to what I'm telling you, right? Like, I can feel, I'm in tune with the situation. This microphone right here, look, I know it's here, but I'm not touching it. Obviously, you can hear this because you probably hear all the pops and me touching the mic, but I can feel the mic right here. Yeah, exactly. You see what I just did? I touched it because I knew it was there. I'm visualizing. Now, visualize the scissors in your hand. Visualize with your two fingers, your thumb and your index finger, you're pinching the comb. You're holding the comb right here. Visualize yourself combing through the hair, lifting it up, grabbing it with these two fingers here. See that? Visualize yourself doing this. Putting the comb right here in between your thumb right here. Boom. Now you're cutting, okay? You put that hair down. You got the comb in the other finger. You comb across. You lift up this section. Boom. Put the comb there. Scissors. Boom. You're visualizing. These things are very important. Once you can get through these things, just go through this by yourself. Boom. You'll go through this where it looked like you're throwing up gang signs, okay? You do this stuff enough, you come through, people going to look at you funny. You don't do that on your street corner. You might get shot. They might think you're throwing up gang signs. You need to start doing this stuff on your own, because once you actually get put into the situation, it's like second nature, okay? Very simple, okay? So JB Sway said, do barbershops get in trouble for not having licensed barbers? Yeah, of course. What do you think this is? The Wild West? You crazy? JP Tim Waves. But thing is, they only get in trouble if they get caught. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. If you got any other questions before I shut this podcast down? It was fun getting on here talking to you guys. And wow, I actually got all this information in before 40 minutes. I gotta pat myself on the back for this one. I gotta pat myself in the back for this one, because I had a feeling this was going to be a long podcast, and I did not intend for this to be a long podcast. But I did want to get on here and share all this stuff with you guys, because I really felt this is really important, and I've just been noticing this the past couple weeks where I'm just looking at other barbers' work, and I'm just like, man, I'm not that impressed. And that's not to say that they suck. It's just to say that, wow, I see haircuts differently now. I see everything differently. And I even noticed my work got better. So I'm over here like, whew. And see, look, Avi Mack, he says, I do it all the time for sheer work because I don't get enough practice. And if you have a mannequin, just, you know, you can go through all the steps of all of that stuff. Work on your parting, work on sectioning, work on just the mechanics of everything. Work on the mechanics of everything, right? Try not to have your elbows like this, right? Like you in jail, like you trying to loke up on somebody. Like what set you from? Like, no, like try and keep your elbows down. You know what I mean? Like boom, 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 cut, right? Don't be all loked up trying to cut the top of someone's hair. Like, yo, phone check, homie, phone check. And now you cutting, you over here like no, just relax, you know. Relax your shoulders, you know. Elbows down, you're cutting. Like, chill, okay? My man Jason in the building. What's up, Jason? Over there. Jason, he has a YouTube channel as well. Fellow barber, barbershop owner in the Dallas area. Shout out to Jason. But very important, man. I try and tell you guys, these are the things that people probably won't tell you in a course. This is the psychological advantage that most people don't have when it comes to haircutting, and I'm giving it to you guys. These are the important things. Think about these things, because I'm just sharing it because these things have helped me get better, so I'm trying to help you get better, okay? And one of those things, a lot of the stuff, I'm kidding you not, guys, when I tell you this. All of the stuff I tell you, like, no matter whether it's barbering, we're talking about like personal development, finance, whatever, all of the stuff that I'm telling you has all come from personal experience. It all comes from personal experience. And when I thought about this, when it came to the haircutting aspect, I thought about it. I was like, wow, I thought about the time where I used to play poker and other scenarios of me like working out where I take a few days off from it and I come back and I feel so rejuvenated. I feel so much better. Like all of these things are just life experiences that I've had and I'm sharing it with you guys. This isn't stuff that I read in a book. This isn't something that I heard somewhere. This is all my life experience. Okay. So as some people say, my life's work put into this one moment. Like stuff like this. I'm not trying to sound like this, but that's just how it is. That's just my life's work. It's my life experience. And I'm sharing it with you and I'm conceptualizing it into words and I'm putting it into cool phrases, metaphors, and all the little silly stuff for you. To help you get better, because the, you know, they say the older you get, the more smarter you become. And I find that to be true. But what I also find is the psyche is more important now. Look, I'm going to be honest. It's not just important when you're older. For you youngsters out there, the psyche is very important when it comes to anything. Let's talk about the whole, you know, because you guys know, like I'm, you know, becoming a millionaire, right? You guys know this, right? So there's one thing like right now, right? It's like I can see the goal. I can see everything. And I can see it so clearly that it's almost like I'm there already. So for you to be like, yo, are you a millionaire? Like I can say yeah, because I can feel it. It's like I can like see that I'm there already. Like all of the things that I'm imagining, all the things that I plan to do when I get there, it's like I can see it right now. Do you see like the importance of the psyche and how psychology of things work? Imagine if I only imagine my life and I'm like, man, I'm working this job I hate. Man, I'm driving this car I don't want. Like, man, I'm in the relationship that I hate this relationship. Or oh, I wish I was living over there because they make more money over there. I'm not thinking like this. Like these thoughts, all that stuff I just told you, as far-fetched as it might sound, I don't think of any of this stuff. And by the way, none of that stuff relates to me, but I don't have these thoughts. My thoughts are positive. Positive thinking, the psychology, the watching the words that are coming out of your mouth, right? This stuff is very important. I swear to you, it seems like it's right in front of me. Like I can touch it. Like I want to touch it. Like it's right there, but it isn't. It's like the feeling, right? That I, you know, imagine this. Okay. So imagine when people win the lottery, right? People will ask like, oh, what, you just won the Powerball. Like, what are you going to do? Like, I'm, you know, some people will be like, yo, I'm going to go into my job tomorrow. I'm going to tell my boss off and I'm going to tell him I quit. You know, like, you got people that do stupid stuff like this, which is in reality, it's kind of funny. Like just to walk in and just tell you, give the boss a piece of your mind and then like storm out. You know what I mean? Whatever. Okay. That's for people that hate their job, but funny nonetheless. So imagine you win the lottery, right? And now you can just do everything you want to do. You just want to walk out. Like, that's kind of like how I feel right now. It's like, man, like I can feel like, man, it feels like I'm already a millionaire because I put the plan in place. We planned it out. It's just going to take a little bit of time, which I'm not worried about. But the thing is, it's like, man, I have these thoughts all the time. Like, man, I just want to like walk out of here right now. I kind of just want to quit barbering right now, but I know patience is a virtue. I need to relax. Don't get ahead of myself. Don't make a stupid decision, right? This is the psychology, right? Because if you can put this stuff into your mind, like you can make it a reality. This is what I'm trying to tell you. And this is the type of stuff we talk about on the Patreon, okay? So link in the description below to the Patreon. Again, shameless plug. But this stuff is very important, guys. If you want to be a good barber, you have to believe that you're a good barber already. As stupid as it might sound, because your work might not reflect that, someday you will be through hard work, right? Through dedication, right? Through practice, because visualization is not going to be enough. You guys have to work. So don't mix my words and say like, oh man, all I got to do is visualize. Oh, all I got to do is think positive. No, you got to do some damn work too. Okay. It doesn't, no, you got to put in the work too. Okay. You have to put in the work. Okay. So I'm still out here working as much as I just want to quit and walk out and leave all my clients behind. And I've told my clients, I'm like, hey, I was like, not all of them. I've told a lot of my clients. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be retiring soon. So I told them, I was like, yeah. So some of them, they're like, man, and I'm like, yeah, life's going to be great. Cause I'm telling you, I'm not cutting hair. Once I retire, I'm done. And if YouTube is still around, which I think YouTube will still be around, you guys will see the journey. But here's the thing. I want you guys to be there with me, right? It's like not like literally with me, like traveling or, you know, all over the world when I retire. And, you know, I've got houses in different states and different countries and things like this when I retire. No, I don't want you guys with me literally every step of the way. What I want you every step of the way to be with me is on the way to success, on your journey to success, whatever yours is. Like, yours is different than mine, right? It's different. Like, you, maybe you don't want to be a millionaire or a multimillionaire or whatever. Whatever, like, if you just want to live a comfortable life, whatever it is you want to do, do that, okay? Do that. But I want you to be whatever you want to be. That's the whole purpose of this journey. Right. I don't want you to be left behind. I don't want you to just fan out, you know, watching my videos and be like, oh, snap, my man's doing it. Oh, like, cool. But I want you guys to be putting in work, too. OK, don't get caught up in the sauce. I want you guys to be focused on what you're doing. Don't just be like getting distracted all the time. This is kind of why I haven't put out haircut tutorials, guys. I haven't put out haircut tutorials because I'm like, dude, y'all need to focus. Like, I don't want to be a key contributor to you losing focus. I don't want to drop a haircut tutorial so you can lose focus, because right now is not haircut tutorial time. It's time to get busy. So this is part of the reason. Also, you know, we got the Roni Rona, but this is part of the reason why I have not dropped any haircut tutorials. So haircut tutorials are going to come back soon, because I've been getting the crack fiendish itch. I've been getting the itch, you know. So the haircut tutorials will be coming back soon. But the thing is, focus, guys, focus. I want you guys to be with me. I want y'all to be leveling up. And whether you click the link in the description to the Patreon or you don't, I want you guys to take action. I want you guys to start putting work down. Making an imprint, a firm, hard imprint. I don't mean this little pussyfoot imprint where you're like a cat and you're trying to like walk on eggshells. You're being very careful. Like, no, like, put a long lasting imprint down for the future. Okay. That's what I want you guys to do. I don't want you guys to just spectate. I want you to participate. It's time to get in the game with me. Okay. Get in the game, right? Let's get our money together. Let's get our finances together, right? Let's get some relationships, good, positive, healthy relationships, right? Live the life you want, stress-free, right? I don't really have much stresses right now. Like, my life is, like, I don't have much stresses. Like, things don't really stress me, especially now. Like, it's just kind of different, right? Don't really have the stresses, right? Can you imagine the day I see the $1 million net worth? Like, you know, I'm already looking at people. Like, people say like, oh man, I hope when you get rich, you don't change. I know I'm going to change. Like, I'm already looking at people differently. I'm like, cause I have zero tolerance for bullshit now. It's like I was saying, I think, what was it? A few weeks ago. It was a few weeks ago. I think I talked about this in one of the podcasts. I was just saying that I look at customers different. I look at these clients different now. It's just different. I'm just like, I don't have tolerance for bullshit. Like, I really have zero tolerance. Like, before I had, you know, some tolerance, but now I have zero tolerance for the bullshit now. I'm just like, I don't care. If you want to be on the team, cool. If you don't, trust me, I'm way cooler, okay? I'm fine. I'm going to be all right. Okay, because I tell you what, here's one funny thing. You guys are going to be like, what? I plan to make more money in retirement than I do while working. Imagine that, guys. Imagine that. I plan to make more money in retirement than I do in my working life. Now, you guys might be saying, how is that even possible? Because you see some people, they retire and they just kind of live off their savings. No, I'm not living off my savings. I have additional streams of income. I have income producing assets and other things that will pay me money because I'm setting myself up for this in the future. Guys, stuff that we talk about in the Patreon, you know, stuff that I talk about on this YouTube channel, right? I need to make this video talking about my six streams of income. I need to make this video because that's a whole nother story. But here's the thing, okay? You guys need to remember this stuff. Like, this stuff is very important. But I'm going to wrap this up because I really don't want this to go over an hour and we're 53 minutes. But I'm going to answer one more question. Wilson says, thank you for these live streams. Any advice for cutting black hair when I'm used to cutting white hair? Okay, so I cut about 80x for friends, coworkers, and I don't want to exclude my black friends or mess up. With black hair, I'm going to be honest. I would just say treat it like you do everyone else's hair. However, black hair is not going to react like a white person's hair. But as far as the steps is concerned, still continue to use your same method. Now, you might have to do a little bit more detail work, depends on the person, because just like every person that has straight hair, the texture is not the same. The way it lay is not the same. The way it cuts is not the same. Same thing goes for black people. So it's not like I can like see your black friends and be like, okay, you need to do this or be careful for his, watch for that. You know, it's a little different, but use the same steps, you know, yeah, just use the same steps. That's all I can tell you. It'd be a little bit different if I had pictures and things like this. But sorry, I can't give you like really detailed advice. It's like I really need something to see. You know, it's not like, oh, if you're going to cut black hair, you need to do this. Or, oh, if you cut straight hair, you need to do this. Honestly, you got to look at it. You got to get it up here. It's all the same. Like, don't look at it that way. Use the same steps. Okay. If it's not clean, it's not clean. Just go over it. Detail it. It's that simple. Like, don't overanalyze things. It's called paralysis by analysis. Have you heard of this? Paralysis by analysis. This happens when people overthink something so much, they get paralyzed. This happened, like, I talked about this earlier, but I didn't use the words paralysis by analysis, but I actually, now thinking back about it, I talked about this earlier. People in barber college, they get so scared, they psych themselves out. Before they even turn on the clippers, they're psychologically out of the game. They're scared to cut hair. They're worried. Like, oh, man, everyone's watching. Like, oh, man, where's the teachers? I don't know if they can help me. Like, oh, man, like, I've never done this before. You just talked your way out the haircut already. You talked your way into giving a bad haircut. Paralysis by analysis. You're overthinking things too much that it paralyzes you in the moment to actually perform. Okay, paralysis by analysis. Be careful. I was making sure I said that correctly. Am I crazy? But all right. But Jason, he says, I'm on that same space at this point in my life as far as tolerance for bull. Tensor says, purpose of the 1.5 guard. Oh, purpose of the 1.5 guard. I'm going to be honest. No purpose. I mean, like, if you have the double magnetics, really no purpose. Single magnetics, I can kind of see the purpose, although you can get it done without it. It's funny. I've been using that 1.5 guard quite a bit lately. I've been using the 1.5 guard a lot lately. Just because I was just like, just trying new stuff, you know. Like, as a barber, like I say, you know, just try new stuff. You have different tools at your disposal. You'll just try them. You know, you might fade with these this week, or, oh, let me try these this week. And just to challenge yourself. I kid you not, like, once you guys get into the career and start cutting a lot of hair, you build your clientele, and you do the same rigmarole every week, every day, whatever month, you'll realize that sometimes it can get boring cutting hair because it's like you're on autopilot. We talked about this earlier in this podcast. Like you get on autopilot and you're just saying to yourself, like, okay, like you're working without thinking. You don't have to think about what you're doing. And this is why I like to change stuff up because I want to get my brain working. That's the thing. Like, here's one of those little brain hacks. It's good for you to take a different route to work because it lets your brain work. How many times when you guys drive to work, how many times do you really think about the turns you take? How many times do you guys have to think like, wait, how long is this exit? How far is this exit away? You're not thinking. You're not thinking because your brain is on autopilot. Here's a piece of advice. Okay, perfect. Because I'm right under an hour. I'm going to say this and I'm going to get out of here. I encourage everybody tomorrow, take a different route to work. Take a different route to work and DM me on Instagram. I do a barber is the Instagram handle. I'm going to type it right here. I do a barber is the Instagram handle. Okay. And this is what I want you guys to do. Take a different route to work. Hit me up on Instagram and tell me how did your brain feel when you took a different route to work. And I don't mean a different route to work that you know already. I mean a different route to work that you've never taken before. I want you guys to do this. And I want you guys to tell me how did that make your brain feel? Versus your brain just being on autopilot and you're not thinking in the moment. You might as well just get a Tesla and buy the autopilot feature. They just drive me to work, right? You're not thinking, right? You're not using your brain in that capacity. It's just like they say, another brain exercise is do crossword puzzles. This is a good brain exercise. These things help. You know, you need to exercise these things. Just like cutting hair, you know, if you're doing the same thing, especially if you're a barber that has a clientele, you're doing pretty much the same haircuts all the time. Like, there's very few clients sometimes that'll change up the hairstyles, but a lot of times the clients, they'll just get the same haircuts. So there's nothing to think about. This is why I like to try different things. I'll use some different guards. I'll use the blades. I'll use the guards sometimes. I'll use the MBs. I'll use the masters, like whatever. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. I appreciate you guys for tuning into the podcast, everyone. Don't forget to smash the like button on your way out. Share this one with anyone. But these tips, the secrets in this video, this was more psychological. This is the psyche. I want to talk to you guys about the psyche, not the physical aspect of cutting hair. I want to talk to you guys about the psyche of cutting hair. This will help you. Use this stuff. And like I said, guys, tomorrow, I'm expecting to see some DMs around noon, around 10 o'clock, whatever, of people telling me what happened once you took the different route to work that you've never taken before. I'm excited to see the Instagram DMs. I'm excited. But appreciate y'all for tuning in. It's been your man. I do a signing out. I'll holla.